Welcome to Living Healthy, starring author and two-time cancer survivor, Augie Lytle. And now, still living healthy, here's Augie.
Well, good evening, and thank you for tuning into my show, Living Healthy with Augie, on AchieveRadio.com. I've got a wonderful first hour show for you. I'm going to be speaking with Michael McAvoy, the president of Wellspring Team Corporation, and they are the manufacturer's representatives for the AquaChi machine, which you're going to hear so much about in this next hour because I have one and I absolutely love it. It's an Ion Energy Spa. And you know what? If you're just tuning in for the first time, you're probably wondering, what is an Ion Energy Spa? Well, you know what? Michael's going to tell us all about it. Hi, Michael. Are you on?
I am here, Aggie.
Yay!
How are you doing tonight?
Absolutely fantastic. Isn't this fun, Michael, that technology is able to connect us? I mean, you're in Florida right now, aren't you?
That's correct. Yeah. Traveling a little, but that doesn't keep us far away.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Internet radio, I'm telling you, is truly the wave of the future. So, Michael, let me know, explain, what is an Ion Energy Spa?
Well, I'll begin by giving your listeners an idea of, just using an example, that if we look at the body as a energy system, it can be thought of very much as a battery, and that your energy when you're running in peak efficiency, when your body is at peak efficiency, you're very healthy. You feel abundant energy, and you know things are great. But for a great deal of people, there are stresses in their lives that create the effect of their battery running down. And so what the AquaChi does is it's able to create a specialized electrical charge, which is made available to the body in the form of a bioelectric charge for the body. So it's able to charge billions of cells within your body, and that in turn is able to allow your body to do what it does best, to run at its highest efficiency. You know, in effect, what people begin to feel when they have an AquaChi session or series of sessions is they begin to feel a greater sense of lightness and clarity in their body, and of course their level of energy increases, and it gets transferred also to the organ systems. And people have different things going on, but we've got just so much feedback from our clients about the various things that they've been able to be helped with the AquaChi.
Well, you know, Michael, I first experienced the AquaChi in Mexico. I was down there for treatment, and, you know, they came out with this little foot bath and this little machine that they put into the bath water. And at first I was a little apprehensive, you know, because I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, I saw it being plugged into the wall. And the next thing you know, I thought, okay, and I'm going to put my feet in here. And my first thought was, uh-oh, I don't think I want to be electrocuted today. But it was awesome, Michael. I'll tell you, absolutely awesome. And so I guess, you know, now that, you know, you explained to us a little bit about how, you know, that energy, you know, and how we are energy, and how it works a little bit, explain what it is and the whole procedure of how to go about, you know, and have a spa, you know, basically, because you advertise it as a spa, right? An ion energy spa.
Yeah, and we also call it a foot bath because most people who take the AquaChi have a foot bath, although you can use a full body bath with the AquaChi as well. Just, you know, to give people a kind of an example of what happens when you take an AquaChi bath is there is a tub, obviously, that most people would put their feet in. In the tub sits what we call an array or module, which is connected to the power pack, which sits outside of the bath. And what happens is when you begin an AquaChi bath, there's a slight electrical charge that's put into the water. Some people will feel a slight tingle in their feet, and others won't feel anything. But the key is that after about a 30 or 35 minute session, most people will describe, as I said, feeling lighter and having that mental clarity that I spoke of. But when the bath starts, you'll see that there are very tiny bubbles that are emitted during the process. It's an ionization process in the water. And as a result, the water does begin to turn a darker color as the bath goes on. Mm-hmm. In most cases, it can be lighter. And you know, I'll get into a little more about that. But the color is more of a consequence of the process, where the energy being transferred is the main. That's the, you know, the main part of the show with the Aquachi. Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? Before we go further, can I just take you to a step back, because people listening and even going to your website may not know what ion means. Could you just explain that whole process, like how that works?
Okay. Well, basically, there's a series of rings inside the module that I referred to before, the array that sits in the water, and two poles of a negative and positive pole of electrical charge, very very low level electrical charge, is passed into the array. And although I can't get into the too deep into the science about it, the process is an ionization process. It releases millions of even billions of negative ions into the water and in turn into your body during that process, during the Aquachi bath. But as I said, it's a byproduct. There may be some benefit to that. Obviously, the idea, the benefits of negative ions are still being, you know, talked about by science and discovered. But not being a scientist myself, I can't delve too deeply there. But that's where the negative ions are created, along with that bioelectric charge.
So explain, too, because, you know, my first experience with it was, you know, that, like you said, you know, the bubbles start developing, but then it turned. I couldn't believe it. After about, my gosh, about 20 minutes, it turned into this real frothy, kind of yellowy stuff.
Okay. And there are people, practitioners, who have used it for quite a while, can have some input for their clients about what that the color or the consistency of the water might mean. But in a nutshell, what we've noticed is that people who have a sluggish system, energy system in their body, or illness, a physical illness, will tend to come out finishing their bath with really kind of mucky water, you know, where someone who's totally healthy and doesn't have a lot of those issues, they'll have a lighter water. I mean, there's always going to be some color, as I said, but we do notice that people who are ill or have a sluggish system tend to have a darker outcome with the water. So that's what I use as a baseline for you know, just looking at what the treatments are like.
And let me ask you something. I know when someone purchases one of the these wonderful ion energy spas. I love it. I love that. I think that's what I'm going to start calling it now. I mean, it is an Aquachi, but it's just, it's fun to call it an energy spa. But what would people expect? You know, like, I know, you know, it comes with directions as far as, you know, how to use it. And can you talk about that a little bit? Like, what would be the frequency of using it?
Okay, well, the manufacturer recommends no more than every other day. And I think it's just because there might be the chance that someone could over-energize themselves, if you will.
What would happen, do you think?
Well, what we've noticed is that for the people who have, some people would have difficult getting to sleep that night. You know, so it can energize your body in a way that maybe you wouldn't like, you know. But for people who use it on a prescribed basis, it really has more of a calming effect for the body.
Okay. How about also, I noticed that as I'm using it, you know, the first time I used it, it really was that awful, you know, not, I shouldn't say awful, it's exciting to see it because it's physical, you know, and it really does excite me to see that it's changing, you know, the water was. But the colors kind of changed as the days went on. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, there can be a variety of colors that appear in the water. And consistencies, as you mentioned, but there's not the colors themselves don't tell really a whole lot in the story, because again, it has a lot to do with the water that you're using. If it's a, you know, city water supply, you're going to have ionization of minerals in the water, as well as whatever else you find in city water. Whereas, you know, people who are using well water would tend to have a lighter water just as a result of the clean water that they're using.
Okay.
To kind of go a little further into the answer, mm-hmm. what you're noticing, I believe, is that the water gets lighter. In most cases, it gets lighter as you do more baths. It's not a straight line, but in general, that's the way we find it, that the more energy you're taking into your body from the aquachi, the lighter the water becomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I attribute that to the idea that there's less energy being concentrated in the water itself, and there's more getting into your body. Okay.
Wow.
The more that's concentrated in the water, the darker the water is going to be. The more that you take on, mm-hmm. the lighter the water is going to be.
Well, I think it's been wonderful. I'm so excited. I haven't had my Aquachi party yet, but I'm going to.
Well, let me know when it happens. Maybe I can get down there to Phoenix.
Well, you know what? You need to let me know when you're here, because I'm going to be doing monthly seminars.
Oh, really?
Well, that would be really fun for you to come to the studio, and then I'll be doing natural health seminars once a month right here in my studio.
Well, let me know when it is.
Yeah,
I thought I'd
come in and, you know, plug it in and show people how it works.
Right.
But I feel terrific. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And I think, you know, with so many other products, it's not visual. So I think for me, what has gotten me excited about the Aquachi is that it's actually visual. I see something, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I also
That's
feel
right.
it. So what kind of feedback do you get from people? Do you get people calling you on your, you know, off of your website and giving you their feedback?
Absolutely. We get just, you know, people who call in who are owners or who have tried it,
mm-hmm.
And just give us their feedback on their experiences. And the vast majority of them are just very positive. The things that we hear, I mean, there's just a wide range of things that the Aquachi has helped people with.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to pin down just a couple to mention,
mm-hmm.
it would probably be, number one, people who have who've had joint conditions or some sort of arthritis,
mm-hmm.
These people feel immediate differences on the whole. I mean, it's everybody's their own individual, of course, and mm-hmm. it's not going to work for everybody. But another area that we find is chronic fatigue or people with just, you know, run down. They feel run down.
Mm-hmm.
This is another area that it helps with. Also with skin conditions, there are numerous reports we've had of people who have poor circulation in their legs, and as a result, they have skin conditions
mm-hmm.
that come out. And a lot of these things get reversed in fairly short order.
Wow. What do you think short order?
Short order, usually a series of sessions. Sometimes it's immediately.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of people who have had the joint trouble in that, they feel, most times, they feel immediate benefit. And other times it takes a series of sessions. A lot of people will go to their naturopath or chiropractor and have a series of sessions, maybe four or five sessions, and they'll begin to feel quite a lot of changes during that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want to just give a little bit about my personal testimony as well. You know, when I was down in Tijuana, because I had stage 4 cancer, Michael, last year,
mm-hmm.
and toward the end of my stay down there, I had a 2-week stay, and I was actually doing some amazing therapies, but they were making me very tired. Oh, I was so fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when your Aquachi machine is down there. Isn't that amazing? And so I did it. I did it actually down there 3 days in a row. And truly, Michael, it really did. I was energized. I felt so much better.
Yeah.
So I just want everyone to know that, you know, it really, for me, it really did work. But, Michael, you know what? We've got Dawn on the line. Dawn is calling from California.
Yeah.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
What would you like to share tonight?
Well, actually, my experience was the Aquachi unit.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I was chronically ill for 32 years, and mostly I think I attributed my illness in the later years to, like, a lifetime of bad luck and illness brought about by stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that my body was toxic. I wasn't sure. I had tried every medical, alternative, and holistic method, hoping to find anything that would make me feel better.
Can I ask you, Dawn, what were your symptoms? Were you just tired or sluggish, or what was going on?
Gosh, I was diagnosed over the years with things like chronic fatigue, arthritis, fibromyalgia, connective tissue disorder, autoimmune disorder, neurological disease, migraines. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I was very exhausted, tired, crawling around. I couldn't think straight.
Wow.
I quit working several years ago because I was no longer able to function long enough to even hold a job. My conditions were very debilitating. And then back in, I believe it was July of this year, I traveled 12 hours round trip to Northern California to have a treatment. And then I proceeded to purchase an Aqua Chi foot bath unit.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I was skeptical at first that this could even help me, as nothing else had helped in the previous efforts over all those years.
Mm-hmm.
And after this one treatment, I noticed my body was what seemed to be detoxing for several days afterward.
Can I ask you, what were those symptoms like when you were detoxing? What were you experiencing?
I was running to the restroom. Everything seemed to just be running right through me. I had a mild headache.
Mm-hmm.
I was very thirsty, and I kept drinking a lot of fluids. And I was so tired, and I was glad my husband was there to drive me back home because I couldn't have driven, and I probably should have stayed the night. But we proceeded home, and it was a real eventful trip, having to stop everywhere. But it really seemed to be doing something right away, I noticed. And after five or six treatments, after I purchased my own unit, I began to notice these changes in my health, and I was no longer tired and feeling sick every day all day.
Mm.
I began to have longer periods each day where I felt good.
Oh, wow.
And the biggest thing was I could think clearly. And I started doing all my multitasking, which I hadn't done in many years. And I'm accomplishing a lot. I'm back to work now.
Oh, and good for you.
Yeah, I feel like a new person. And there's other things I noticed. I was never able to take vitamins over the years. Not every day. I would get so sick, feeling just toxic, and I couldn't think clearly. And now I'm taking my nutrition and vitamins, and everybody says I have a healthy glow about me.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it was so neat. I'm just elated. And I've noticed things like the cuts on my hands are healing up in 2 to 3 days rather than there'd be like 3 weeks of inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel so dehydrated. I do live up in a dry climate.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had a headache since about the fifth or sixth treatment, except maybe once when I had a head cold and a sinus headache. But my body aches and fatigue are gone. The fibromyalgia seems almost non-existent.
Oh, gosh, this is such hope, isn't it, for people that are suffering with fibromyalgia?
Yeah. And I'm having a lot of heart palpitations, too, and those have even stopped. So I don't know, you know, what it is, that I'm really elated to have found the Aqua Chi.
Oh, I'm so happy, Dawn. Well, I share in your joy because I know what it feels like to feel well because, you know, last year I had stage 4 cancer, and I'm using the Aqua Chi now, too, and I love it. I mean, I really feel great. You know, I'm 46 years old. I don't mind admitting it. I'm just happy to be alive and well, and I have more energy than anyone around me.
Well, that's wonderful. That's the way I feel. I'm all this energy now. I'm just running around doing all these things that before it took me weeks they'd pile up, and now my life is just kind of getting back to what I'd call normal.
Oh, that's great. Well, Dawn, you know what? We should email each other.
That's true.
We'll keep in touch. We could even start a little Aqua Chi Club just to see how other people are feeling out there.
Okay, great.
But anyway, you know, if you go to our Achieve Radio site, it's achieveradio.com, and you'll see my show, Living Healthy with Augie. My email is right on it.
Okay.
You know what? And I'm going to be asking other people that have had experiences to start emailing me, too. That'll be fun.
Yes, I'm really interested in testimonials and everything, and I'm really happy for you, too. I know what it's like. I had forgotten what it was like to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, well, Dawn, this is awesome. Michael, are you on the phone?
I'm still here.
Oh, wow, so you can hear. Have you guys, have you spoken before, Dawn and Michael?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Dawn.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good night.
Best of luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Well, Michael, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know the extent of what she was going through there. Wow, Dawn, that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm serious. I think it would be wonderful to create some kind of a network of communication between the users.
Oh, we would love to have that, because it would just give us more feedback. We'd be able to gather some more information that we're really not able to do right now. So mm-hmm. It'd be great.
Well, you know, maybe we could think about that and create that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's great. Well, yeah. I think we've got another caller.
Mm-hmm.
Bill's taking that, my producer. But you know what? Before we get to that caller, because he's still on,
yep.
Tell me briefly, Michael, how did you get involved with the Aquachi?
Well, actually, my wife is a holistic practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And about 5 years ago, she's started using the Aquachi in her practice. And it just, you know, kind of the word spread, and we just saw the results that it was having, both for us and for her clients.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to contact the manufacturer and see if we could become involved as distributors. And it turned out that, you know, we were fairly early in the game with them, and we just had a good relationship with the manufacturer. So we ended up being a manufacturer's representative. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's been great. It's been great.
Well, I'm just so happy to know you now. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have Linda from Florida right in your backyard calling.
That's right.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for calling. What would you like to share about the Aquachi?
Well, I'm a practitioner. I'm a healer.
You are?
And I use this as an integral part of my healing practice.
Uh-huh. Well, tell us, what's your practice?
Well, I do Reiki and other forms of energy healing, by electromagnetic physical work.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the Aquachi as part of our practice. So actually, we do, like, for instance, if I have a new cancer client or whatever, then I'll get them in the Aquachi right away to help balance out their electrical energy field, and it helps them get into alignment so that their body can utilize whatever energy then we pass on through energy healing in a more refined fashion. So it really helps balance them out.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention how wonderful it is for people that have diabetes. I have a lot of diabetic clients.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps their circulation so incredibly.
Oh, because, well, yeah, with diabetes, especially in their legs.
Right, yeah. I have one lady that came to me with no feeling in her feet to start off with. And after one treatment, she had feeling back in her feet. And she comes to see me about once a month now and has never lost the feeling in her feet again.
Oh, isn't that incredible?
It's amazing. I have another lady that's a diabetic that had, probably a 6-inch oval diabetic sore on her leg.
Wow.
Really miscolored, awful, ugly-looking thing. 3 months' worth of treatments, and the thing was down about a third. She bought a machine, and I've never talked to her since.
Well,
but it really works wonderfully well.
Wow. You know what? Okay, now I have a question. Since you're a practitioner, I'm an herbalist, and I am a huge fan of cayenne pepper.
Uh-huh.
You know, Michael, you're on too. What do you think? I mean, has anyone tried that, or would it hurt the machine if I put a little sprinkle of cayenne in there?
You mean in the water?
Yeah, in the water.
No, I don't think it would have a negative impact on it at all.
Okay, because I love cayenne pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fellow in last week that did his first treatment, and he's a scrap metal worker.
Uh-huh.
And since this is an electromagnetic process, you know, it takes heavy metals out of your system, and it's a very nice way of doing it. Well, this fellow had so much metal in his system that the whole top of the water, after he got through with it, it was all magnetized particles that were hanging together on the top of the water like a sheet of metal. I swear to God, it was really unusual.
What color? Was it a color?
It was sort of a steely gray color.
Wow.
And it comes out in just little bitty particles, and then that electromagnetic charge makes them all hang together. And so, you know, I've never had anything like that, but this man works with metal all the time, and it was just right there, obvious in the water.
Wow. You know what? When you get results like that, you know what would be fun is if you would take a picture of it. And
I actually have done that, and
have
I've
you?
Also done before and after aura photography.
Oh, uh-huh.
It really takes the aura and blows the aura way out, sort of smooths out the dents, and it also makes the chakras more symmetrical.
Wow, see, that would be so neat.
Several times, yeah.
Oh, I wish you'd come here. That would be so fun to have you. Well, you know, I'm growing my seminars. I'll tell you, once a year I'm going to have a big, big, huge one here. Oh, actually, you know what I'm thinking about doing, Linda, is I'm going to be doing seminars aboard, like, the smaller Windjammer cruise lines.
That's fine. Dude.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I'll come and do all the training you want.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be a hoot.
Yeah, I'm thinking really, truly, by the end of next year, somewhere, sometime that time frame would be fun. So I'll keep you in mind for that. That would be wonderful. Everyone could be aqua-ching, filled with energy. Oh, boy, would we have a good time.
Well, and we could do, you know, other energy work at the same time. You know, it all works together. It's really kind of a nice piece to add into a holistic practice.
Right. So let me ask you, what practitioners would this be ideal for? You know, what kinds of people?
Therapists, chiropractors. Mm-hmm. I found out about them from my chiropractor to start off with, and wound up doing about $550 worth of the treatments myself before I bought a machine.
Oh, wow.
Because I actually ran into this at a trade fair. No, it was a benefit we did after 9/11 for the Red Cross, and my chiropractor brought the machines in and was doing treatments that day, and I tried one, and I was just blown away about how I just thought it was the coolest thing I ever saw, but I didn't want to go and try to steal his practice. You know?
Uh-huh.
I did a whole round of the treatments, and then I bought the machine.
Oh, you sound so fun. Wow, if I'm in Florida, I'm definitely going to have to look you up. Let me ask you something. I'm interested in that, the energy for, is it like Kirlian photography? Is that what
Kirlian is a type. I've had the photographs taken at trade fairs by a variety of before and after things, mm-hmm. just because I like to have my before and after stuff to show for my clients.
Yeah.
And so we've done Kirlian, we've done the biofeedback type of aura photography. You know, the results are all the same. It's huge difference.
Okay, so let me ask you. I think, Michael, you touched on this before, and or the other gal, I can't remember now if it was Dawn or you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, after using the machine for a while, I mean, can you really tell on a person's, like, skin that they look better, or is it noticeable on their skin?
I hear mostly feedback from people who've had issues, problems. So, I mean, Linda just pointed out, you know, people can have a condition on their skin or in their body, and definitely they have an improvement. You know, I would say categorically yes, that people will experience a difference, but I'm hearing mostly back from people who have had, you know, pretty serious issues, you know, mm-hmm. for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There is one thing that Linda mentioned and with the woman who had circulation problems,
mm-hmm.
and I was just going to point to the idea that the Aqua Chi has the effect on the blood to actually slightly thin the blood in the sense that we sometimes have clumped red blood cells.
Right.
And this is kind of a way that the body becomes sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
What the Aqua Chi does is it actually allows those red blood platelets to separate, and that will help circulation just by that. So that is a good reason why that woman may have experienced that improvement.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Linda, hold on to your thought. I don't mean to interrupt, but I'll probably lose mine. So hold on for 1 second.
Okay.
Remember yours. Okay. What happens if a person is, like, on a blood thinner or even a systemic enzyme, some sort of enzyme, you know, because enzymes do thin the blood?
Right.
Is there a contraindication here, do you think?
Not that we've seen, but we always say when there's you know, any kind of question, mm-hmm. we ask people to consult with their physician.
Right.
Because we're not, you know, doctors, and we can't tell people what's going to work for them. But in general, we just say if you're gonna do it, go at a lower intensity level with the Aqua Chi, and then just see how you respond.
That's like lower intensity, maybe not a half hour at a time. Maybe start out with like 15 minutes. Is that what you mean?
Either shortening the time mm-hmm. or lowering the actual intensity on the meter.
Oh, right. That's right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, Linda, did you have, did I interrupt you? Do you remember what you were going to say?
I was just going to elaborate a little bit more on what he was saying about the red blood platelets. Since this is an electromagnetic process,
mm-hmm.
what it does is it repolarizes your body because mm-hmm. you're an electromagnetic entity. and each cell has a polarity, a negative and positive polarity, and running that charge through your body, then it repolarizes the cells, and they repel one another, so they pull apart. So when they go through your lungs, and then they pick a great deal more oxygen up when they're going through your lungs, and then you feel really lighter when you're through. People that have breathing problems feel lighter, and people that have arthritic pain feel a lot less pain, because pain is caused by the lack of oxygen in your body.
Wow.
This helps your body to pick up more oxygen from the individual red blood cells you already have.
Wow.
So it really reduces pain. It's also very good, the ladies that I do, menopausal ladies, take the hot flashes. So, you know,
maybe that's why I'm not hot flashing as much. Really, you guys? I'm going through it, and I'm not flashing as much, and I'm using the Aqua Chi. I didn't even think about that. That's great. Okay, now I'm a real believer. I'll just invite, you know, all the women that are menopausal into the studio, and we'll Aqua Chi together. That would be a fun, it would be interesting, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be interesting to get groups of people. It'd be fun to create a study, kind of, you know, on this, to see really, you know, the different groups of people and what their outcome is.
Well, I can say, you know, I've been doing this for 3 years now, and I have a pretty decent-sized practice where I use the Aqua Chi as an integral part. And the people that benefit immediately are people that have had their gallbladders removed, because it helps take out the excess stuff that's floating around in the blood that would ordinarily be dealt with by the gallbladder. So, you know, they sense a great difference in their body, and it varies from person to person. The diabetics benefit greatly. The arthritic people really, really benefit greatly. You know, it really reduces the pain dramatically. Now, it changes. You know, it affects everybody a little bit differently. But I've not had anybody that did it that didn't feel a dramatic difference one way or another.
Well, I'm so excited. Well, Linda, I'm so happy to hear from a practitioner. That's great. Really. Oh, I can't wait to meet you. I bet you are so good at what you do.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Linda, for your input.
You're quite welcome. Appreciate having the opportunity to talk about it.
Yay.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, Michael, that's awesome.
Wow. It's good to hear.
Well, you know what? It's just there are so many wonderful alternative therapies and so many different things now that, you know, people are becoming more aware and they're being receptive now, you know, more and more.
Right.
So, and you know, so many things are so unexplainable, and I think what's happening is people are believing. They don't have to have an exact explanation of how exactly things work anymore. I think they, with just the belief that they will. Anyway, that's what I'm seeing anyway. Well, we've got another call, Michael. We have Dell from California on the line. Hi, Dell.
Hi.
Hi. What would you like to share tonight?
Well, I would personally like to share my experience. I've been I was introduced to the Aqua Chi probably about a year ago.
How were you introduced to it?
Well, I just happened to be walking through a grocery store, and this guy was doing it in the corner. And it looked so interesting. I said, "What is going on over here?" And so he told me what was going on, and I thought I'd give it a try. And the interesting thing is that when I got done, I felt very light on my feet. And my challenge, I have had knee operations. I always have to put my right foot forward to walk upstairs and or downstairs. Went home that night, and I could walk up either way, left or right leg. And I thought, how did this happen?
Really? And did you go in with that anticipation while you were doing the Aqua Chi machine, or no?
No, not at all. I did not expect. I just heard it helps cleanse the body, and I'm kind of into that kind of stuff. So I thought, you know, when I looked in the bucket, I said, well, something's cleansing, so I'll give it a try. And then I've been doing the Aqua Chis, and I saw one lady, interesting. She, I had to do it with cold water, and I thought, well, this is probably not going to work because the place I went to didn't have hot water. And I called her back to offer to do it for free because they had hot water the next day. And she says, I don't know why. She says, I've had hip problems for 15 years. It's the first night I've ever slept all the way through.
Wow.
I have no hip pain. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. She continued to come back, and she had all these little spider veins on her legs. Those started to delete each time.
Wow. Well, circulation, right? Do you think circulation? Is that one reason?
It must have been. I, you know, like I said, I've seen so many different things happen to different people.
Wow. Okay, so how long have you been using yours?
Well, I use mine regular. When I first got it, I was doing two a day, but, you know, I usually do it about once or twice a week now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, let me, okay, so your pain, are you pretty much, your pain is gone, is that right?
Well, you know, I work out a lot at the gym. I'm, you know, really trying to, you know, I'm 57 years young and I want to be in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working my legs a lot and, you know, about every couple of weeks they start kind of hurting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I do is put them in the Aquachi and that takes care of it.
Wow. Well, I just love the whole idea of what it does internally, you know, and I just believe that it is one of my health regimes now that I do to keep myself young. And I'm thinking the inside of me, you know, and then I believe that that's what it's doing for me. So I'm sure I'll just stay young.
Well, it's one of the things that helps. And I mean, I think it does a lot more than what meets the eye, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, see, a lot of unexplainable, right? I mean, there's so many things you can't explain.
That,
I mean, the human body is amazing, so.
Well, it is, and I really like what it does for mine. I mean, I always feel a lot more energetic, and the funny thing for a lot of people, I think when their body detoxifies or whatever takes place at that point,
mm-hmm.
they always call me back and say they had the best sleep they've had in years.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I've been selfish. I haven't really let too many people try mine, but I think I'm going to let my mom try it now. I think I'll just have to let it go and let her try it because she's got arthritis and really she doesn't sleep well. So I'm really excited enough to see what feedback I get from her. Well, Del, thank you so much for your input. It's just so fun to talk to other people that are using it. Good night, Del.
Night. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Michael, this has got to make you feel good.
It does.
Yeah, you know what? It's cool to sell something that works and people love it, huh? All before we wrap it up, we've got Carol from Texas on the line. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
So what would you like to share about the Aquachi?
I have just seen amazing results in a lot of our clients.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We have one lady that had neuropathy almost completely
mm-hmm.
in both of her feet, couldn't feel her toes for years,
mm.
and couldn't feel most of her feet, and probably after about just the sixth time, then she has 90% of the feeling back.
Oh, my goodness. Carol, what are you a practitioner, a health practitioner?
Yes.
What do you do?
The main thing from the results that I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
are just from the Aquachi machine.
Wow, isn't that wonderful?
We have one lady that had a urinary tract infection for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It even the walls of her bladder even would show up on a sonogram
mm.
because it was so fleshy, you know, from the bacteria having been on the walls of her bladder.
Mm-hmm.
And she ran out. She's had about 8 or 9 sessions on the machine, and she ended up running out of her medicine about 3 weeks ago. And she hadn't renewed that subscription prescription for the first time in 4 years because it didn't bother her anymore.
Isn't that amazing?
And we have another lady with a staph infection that it's just about gone that she had for 6 years after a surgery.
Isn't that amazing? And I know that, you know, again, you know, you're not medical doctors, so, you know, we can't make any claims.
Right.
However, it's wonderful, isn't it? I mean, it's just wonderful to hear these things happening. I bet you these people are just elated, aren't they?
They are. I've been from their cholesterol going down to having more energy, joint pain going away. I've even been amazed because usually if I hear off the board about something, you normally think that if something sounds too good to be true, that it
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
These are credible people from all walks of life, whether they're accountants, school teachers, one of them owns a Christian bookstore. There are people that I know that are telling me the truth, and they're able to do things, some of them, that they haven't been able to do in years, They can plan things again because they have energy and they feel good.
Oh, that's wonderful, Carol. Thank you. Yeah, this is great. You know, I just love doing shows like this, especially when I use the product. Wow. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing. We've only got a few minutes left, so I wish you a good night. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Carol.
Good Bye. Night.
Hey, Aggie, I just wanted to, we've heard so many good things said by folks. What I wanted to share with people is that, you know, we feel that the AquaChi is going to really benefit you, and we invite you to visit us and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a money-back guarantee. I didn't mention that before.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say it is because, you know, there's a lot of positive things we've heard. But I don't want people to just take other people's word for it. I like people to experience, you know.
Right.
So that's what we invite people to do, is to try it and experience it. And that is the best advertisement we have. So, you know, it may not work for everybody, and that's okay.
Time went quickly, didn't it?
It sure did. And I just wanted to thank you, Aggie, for inviting us on. We really appreciate it, and continued good luck with the AquaChi.